Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why the Best Hustles Create Options Before They Create Freedom. Now let's dive in. Here's a statistic that might surprise you. 73% of side hustlers quit within 18 months. Not because they fail to make money, but because they chase freedom and accidentally build another job that owns them instead. They become prisoners of their own success. Most entrepreneurs fall into what I call the freedom paradox. They confuse activity with progress, creating systems that require their constant presence. They think freedom means more revenue, but real freedom comes from building optionality first, not revenue first. The businesses that truly scale are designed to run without the founder from day one. Think about it. If your business needs you to survive, you don't own a business. You own a demanding hobby. This is why the best hustles create options before they create freedom. Options give you leverage to choose your path. Research consistently shows that successful entrepreneurs focus on creating multiple small bets rather than one big swing. Each option you build compounds your ability to pivot, scale, or exit strategically. It's like having multiple keys instead of betting everything on one door. I call this the handoff test. If you can't explain your business to someone in 5 minutes and have them run it for a week, you don't own a business. You need to document every process, automate every routine decision, and systematize every customer touchpoint. The goal isn't to work fewer hours initially, it's to make your hours optional. Let me share a real example. My friend Sarah started a social media agency working 60-hour weeks, managing clients directly. After 8 months of complete burnout, she made a crucial pivot. Instead of just doing the work, she created templates, courses, and a certification program for other agencies. Now she has 3 revenue streams: done-for-you services that her team runs, educational products that generate passive income, and licensing deals that create recurring revenue. The shift from doing the work to teaching others created the optionality that led to actual freedom. Here's what you can do this week. Audit your current hustle using what I call the vacation test. Could you disappear for 2 weeks without everything falling apart? Identify the top 3 tasks only you can do, then systematically document and delegate or automate everything else. Most importantly, start building your second option now, whether that's a complementary product, a different market, or a passive income stream. Remember, multiple small streams beat one big river when it comes to sustainable freedom. The entrepreneurs who last don't just build businesses, they build the ability to choose what business they want to be in tomorrow. That's true entrepreneurial freedom. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.